The scripture reading this morning is from the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. The voice of my beloved, look, he comes, leaping upon the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing in at the windows, looking through the lattice. My beloved speaks and says to me, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. For now the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs, and the vines are in blossom. They give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Herein reads the scripture reading this morning.
Isn't that delightful? Thank you, Laura. Laura's wearing all the hats except the preacher hat today. She's the sexton, she's the singer, she's the liturgist, she was the greeter. Today's reading is from the Old Testament, I should say the Hebrew Bible, the book Song of Solomon. It's only called Song of Solomon because Solomon is mentioned in it. It's not about him, and he didn't write it. It is also called the Song of Songs because it is the greatest, the best of the best songs. And the book is also known as Canticle of Canticles, canticle being Latin for songs. I invite you to read this book from the Bible. It's only 5 pages long. It's not a coherent story, but story enough that you can follow the exuberant, poetic exclamations of love between the soon-to-be bride and bridegroom. The reading is one of the lectionary readings suggested for today. And I saw that in the lectionary, and I looked it up, and I thought, that's pretty erotic to be in the lectionary. But then when I went to our big Bible that we have here, I see that there's brackets that have been penciled around it. So this is not the first time anybody has read this big love poem out loud here in this church. Anyway, the lectionary is a collection of readings from the Bible. In the course of 3 years, if we stayed with the lectionary every single Sunday, we would cover almost all of the New Testament and a goodly part of the Old Testament. And the readings are divided into 3 years. There's year A, B, C. And right now, we are in year A. So we'll do A, B, and C. When we're done with that, it starts over again with A. So if you just stick in church long enough, you'll really be exposed to a lot of Bible. The mainline churches, Catholic Church, all use the same set of lectionary readings. It's a spicy book. In the Hebrew tradition, it is read every Passover time. They read the whole book every Passover time. Another reading they have is the book of Esther, the Jews and their celebrations. But Esther's for another day. The voice of my beloved, look, he comes. This is a love poem through and through. An exotic and vivid expression of love between a man and a woman in a lovely garden setting. Attempts have been made to make it into an allegory. A story that, in actuality, is telling a story with a deeper meaning. Although there is no mention of God at any time in the entire book, the Hebrew people considered the poem could be an expression of God's love for the Hebrews. Christians took it over and interpreted it as Christ's love for the church. However, scholars are in complete agreement that it is a love poem about and for humans. The poem has elements of ancient Babylonian love poems from as far back as 900 BCE, as well as love poems from even more ancient Egypt. So these kinds of exotic, erotic love poems were a part of ancient history. I think love has probably always been with us. Today's reading was the woman speaking, unquestionably a young woman, very smitten with her sweetheart. In the course of the poem, her young lover responds with equal ardor, saying, How beautiful you are, my love. How very beautiful. Your eyes are doves behind your veil. Your lips are like a crimson thread, and your mouth is lovely. Your cheeks are like halves of a pomegranate behind your veil. You are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Love is a continuing theme in the Bible, a thread that traces its way all through the Bible. I have a few quotes that are only a few from many. From Deuteronomy, the first of the Ten Commandments, you should love God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And God loves you, from the Gospel of John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. From the first letter of John, not the same John as the Gospel of John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love God does not know God. Whoever does not love does not know God. For God is love. God is love has been totally appropriated from this letter. God is love is everywhere. On necklaces, illuminated signs, painted on roadside rocks. And who is not familiar with these lines from 1 Corinthians? Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way, is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. If you've gone to 1,000 weddings in your lifetime, you've heard this verse 999 times already. From the second book of Samuel, when David, the David who killed Goliath and the future king of Israel, learns of the death of his friend Jonathan, he says, I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. Greatly beloved were you to me. Your love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. And in every one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. We expect to find the love of God for us and the love of us for God in the Bible. Not so expected is the love of David for Jonathan, a love greater than the love of women, nor would we have expected the frankly erotic love depicted in the poetry of the Song of Solomon, but it is there, an endorsement and celebration of the love of humans for humans, a wonderful thing. Amen.